All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Tom Brady is...
No, next topic. I know what you're going to do. I'm not talking about it. I don't care if he wouldn't frown upon it. No, the answer is no. No to anything Tom Brady playing NFL football. Please move to the next topic.
All right, David, I think he's actually going to do it.
Okay,
he can't be out of the spotlight long enough where it just – I don't understand it. You've made enough money. You should be able to enjoy your retirement. Prepare for doing your play-by-play stuff. But instead, he can't let it go.
I hope the ceiling caves in on you mid-segment.
David, me? Or you? Well, if it caves in on me.
No, it'll miss me.
I don't know.
Just go to the, I don't want to talk about this.
I'm the one that's highly favored here.
I don't want to talk about this.
Let's talk about Joe Burrow. Well, there was a New Hot Heights podcast from Jason and Travis Kelce. They recorded it live at the University of Cincinnati. There was a lot of things going on.
Oh, is that before Travis Kelce showed his ass at a graduation and chugged a beer in front of the school president like a loser?
Correct. They did a surprise graduation for both of them.
Do you know what he is right now? Mm-hmm. He has turned into government cheese Gronk. He is trying so hard to be Gronk Career Path 2.0. How about just a level of respect? A level. Getting a degree that we all know you didn't earn. Just a level of respect.
Nah, Gronk showed him the dumber you act, the more popular you become.
It's ridiculous.
And he left a vacuum. And he's like, you know what? Sure, I'll have that.
School president should have taken a piece of paper and get out. Just leave. Just get out of here, please.
Well, Joe Burrow made an appearance on that live podcast, and he, quote, said, they have great players. We have great players. I think we match up pretty well with them, talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. He says, we're built to beat them.
He's right. Okay. Dude, he got hurt last year. I don't hold any of the Bengals stuff against him. If you got Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and their core players, they've already proven they can go into Arrowhead and win.
Yeah.
Something that Josh Allen's ass can't do. So, yeah, he's got every right to say it, David. He's also been to a Super Bowl, something else Josh Allen hasn't done. So, yes, I'll allow Joe Burrow to say whatever he likes.
And I like the confidence that he has, not soft-pedaling and saying, well, you know, that's a good team. No, we can beat him.
Yeah, he would never fit in Detroit. Well, golly gee, just, you know, trying to be competitive.
So let's get to a little draft here. I do have some fun, worse NFL draft picks, but I want to touch on a guy here real quick that – really wanted to play one more year in college, but was forced to enter the NFL draft. And I want to know, does he get drafted? It is Rico's favorite guy who played for Maryland, Tua Tagovailoa. What happens to him?
He won't get drafted.
Okay.
He will not get drafted. I mean, he was a mediocre Big Ten quarterback. So if you're not the elite in the Big Ten, what makes me think that you can go to the next level and get it done? He'll probably, you know, Canada, this UFL, but I cannot see him in the NFL. Even though his brother is the quarterback at Miami, no. Now, Miami may bring him in as an undrafted free agent as a favor to his brother, but I don't think he'll ever take a snap in the NFL.
Personal growth.
Proud of you.
Of you, man.
So let's go through this here. I have a list of the worst NFL draft picks of the past 10 years.
Oh, Jesus. Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is on the list. Solomon Thomas is not on the list. Zach Wilson, 6, by the way. Do you have a guess, Rico?
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is on the list at number 3.
Saquon Barkley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saquon Barkley is not
spite.
On this list.
Daniel Jones.
Jeff Okuda.
No.
Wow, no. If Okuda doesn't make the top 10, I need to hear the rest of this.
All right. Well, I'll start at 10 here. Corey Coleman, wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but where was he? He was taken like 20th, wasn't
15th.
He?
15th. 15th.
He was bad, and he was embarrassing on Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. but geez, he was taken 15th. Okuda was taken 3rd.
Here's other wide receivers that were taken in that draft. Will Fuller, Josh Doctson, Laquan Treadwell, and then you have Coleman, all first-round wide receiver. That was okay. A bad class.
Not optimal. Not optimal.
Number 9, Greg Robinson, offensive tackle for the St. Louis Rams, drafted 2nd overall in 2014.
That makes sense. Guy was terrible.
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, dear.
Drafted number 1 overall. I'm sorry, 22nd overall. He was number 8 on this list. Okay. 2014 really wasn't a good draft here. Because you have another 2014 selection here. Picked 8th overall, Justin Gilbert, cornerback, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the problem with Gilbert, I remember back when a lot of people, I think the Midday Show wanted him. I'm like, well, he plays like a 12-yard cushion.
Doesn't work in the NFL?
I don't respect corners who just play strict off cover, and you're going to come into the NFL and do what?
Yeah, when you're not even in the TV, it's like, okay, why is he wide open? No, there's somebody there. He's just 15 yards away.
So the top 5 here, John Ross, wide receiver for the Cincinnati
Bengals. Mr. 40-yard dash. One problem. He only ran one route.
He caught
62 passes, 957 yards, and 11 touchdowns before he was not kicked out.
Yeah, hold on now.
Out of the league.
Go ahead. Let me hear the next one.
Josh Rosen, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
You know what? I'll own this. Guilty.
You wanted him?
No, it was an idea of prototypical quarterback, play action, NFL arm. He had the huge comeback against A&M that night in the Rose Bowl, and everyone thought he was going to go in the top 10. And I go, I wouldn't mind if the Giants took him. They didn't. We took a running back at 2. But I'm not going to sit here acting like I was ripping Rosen in college. I wasn't. And he turned out to be a total mystery where one year gets replaced, never gets another shot. Nobody can explain why.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up being like Trey Lance, where the Cowboys took Lance, but I think one day we're just going to look and be like, whatever happened to Trey Lance?
You remember what Josh Rosen was most famous for in college, right?
The hot tub.
There you go. Hot tub in college. Good for him.
Now, if he played, he'd probably own the college the way the players are getting paid.
Or own the hot tub company.
Right.
There you go. Number 2 on the list. Wide receiver drafted by the Chicago Bears, 7th overall
Kevin
in
2015. White.
Kevin White.
Yeah. All the physical tools, size, speed.
Was that Virginia?
No, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
He just couldn't play.
Yeah, 28 catches, 397 yards, and 0 touchdowns in his career.
That's tough, man. Not a single touchdown in your career.
I know.
That's like never getting drafted at all. Like the fact that Kenny Cott is tied with Kevin White for all-time touchdowns in their NFL careers.
Right, because
that's rough,
this
man.
This is where at the end of the game, you're like, hey, guys, I know we're up by 20, but can you just throw me the ball, please?
Not a single touchdown.
Yikes.
And then number 1 on the list, Kenny should know this player well, played for Georgia, was drafted 30th overall by the Tennessee Titans, offensive tackle.
Isaiah Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't that the one where the mom, like, body checked the girlfriend out of the way to get to Isaiah?
That was him?
Like, the girlfriend was going in to love on him, and mom was like,
nope.
Stiff arm, collarbone. Yeah. That's my baby.
Yeah, you didn't get your barbecue invite yet. No.
That was an interesting draft night.
Better
situation.
Draft moment. Isaiah Wilson's mom stiff-arming the girlfriend, or C.D. Lamb going, that second cell phone ain't none of your business to his girlfriend.
Nope. Nope.
As he's using one. No, I'll take that one.
Do not touch the bat phone.
I don't have that number, and you never will.
What's restricted mean?
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.